Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 36. Hello and happy new year from everyone here at Last Save Loaded. Last Save Loaded is, of course, hosted by me, Justin Smith, and the wonderfully happy Mr. Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
Good evening, Justin. I'm just curious, actually, about seasons 3 and 36. When do we go to season 4?
Whenever we want to. We went to season 3 when we would have been on, what, episode 400, something like that.
Okay, yeah, grand. Okay, when we used to do it every week. And we won't talk about that.
In fact, no, we did record episode 400 and then we stopped and reset it.
Smashing.
Episode 400 okay. Was talking about video game music.
Smashing. Did I do 400? I don't think I did.
It was me and Matt, but you gave us a list of things. Your list was of memorable music was Medal of Honor Reboot, To the Moon, Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, Mario Galaxy, and Skyrim.
Of course. So, that was happy times, yeah. Okay, so I'm back anyway, so... What have I been up to?
I was going to say, so you're back, I'm back, and we've had our couple of weeks to rest, recover, and generally have a fun time over the holiday season and the new year. It's now the 8th of January as we record, and we're back into the swing of things. So let's start off with a 3-4 week recap and ask Colm what's been going on.
Well, I had to write down as I went along because I would have forgot otherwise.
Yeah,
I also noticed...
Very brief.
Yeah, I could see that. Also, you haven't filled in what you've been watching, so clearly you haven't been watching anything relatable.
You called me when I was about to do that, so...
I'm sorry.
I'll do that quietly whilst you're talking.
Okay, well, I've been watching quite a lot, but we'll talk about that later. So I finished my work experience just before Christmas, which was very enjoyable. They did say they might have me back for another presentation in the new year. We'll wait and see.
Oh.
Noel got COVID 10 days before Christmas, so that was a stressful time for poor old Noel because he would have been accused of spoiling Christmas again. Last year it was the turn of Sandra's dad and Ryan to spoil the Christmas, so he recovered on time, as they say. So we had a lovely Christmas day with the grandchild and Noel. This was actually Noel's first Christmas day with us.
Right.
Because last year he had COVID and the previous year before that they hadn't moved in. So,
and this year he had COVID, but just not right there.
Just not right there, yes. So we had a lovely day. I brought my mother down for a few hours because she was going over to my sister. So I dropped her back over to my sister's at about 2:30. And then we came back and had some grub, and Rachel and Noel and the babby stayed in our house on Christmas night. Now, the situation with the babby is the babby rules the roost. If it was my house, she wouldn't be ruling the roost, but there you go. I'm a hard grafter. I'm a very mean person. But anyway, it turns out she had to sleep in my bed and I had to sleep in her bed. Now, her old bed, should I say.
Can you fit duvet... in the cot?
No, Rachel's old bed. Oh, God, I'm getting pictures of me in a nappy now with a doggy in my mouth and screaming out to God. Oh, God, Jesus. Thanks for that, Justin. And so...
I mean, you're short, but you're not that small.
Stop it. Okay, so... I'll have you know, I've shrunk about an inch in the last 30 years, okay?
Well, it's got to start somewhere.
I'm talking about my height here. Anyway, so I basically didn't take my PJs out of the room to put them in Rachel's room, so I basically had to sleep in my clothes on Christmas night.
Oh, dear.
So, oh, dear, yes. So me and Noel, he was sleeping downstairs on the sofa. It's like, it's not a blow-up bed, but it's a mattress thing that folds into a chair sort of thing.
Yes. Jig.
Anyway, so we he's usually in bed at 10 most nights because he works his job. He gets up at 5 in the morning for his job, so he's using bed. But anyway, we sat up chatting about good old games and stuff like that. He's a Sega man. And yeah, he's always been a Sega man from the time he was born. But his mother threw out all his old consoles, you know, the usual mother things. But anyway, he's gone. I think I've been a bad influence on him because he texted me the other day and said, I want to buy a Sega Genesis. And I had to talk him out of it, Justin. Me talking him out of it.
Yeah, because of course they're called Mega Drives.
Yeah, Sega Mega Drive, yeah. What did I say?
Genesis,
sorry.
You've been affected American version. By the Americans.
Hmm. Well, anyway, he didn't buy one anyway. So in other news, Noel, it's all about Noel this week because he went back to work on Tuesday and on Wednesday he pulled something in his leg, excuse the pun, and had to go to the hospital. Initially, they thought it was a blood clot, but apparently his calf muscle has been ripped away from the bone.
That is very painful.
Yes, the swelling is obviously not a blood clot, but congealed blood from the rip and the tear. So, yeah, he's out of work.
Sorry, carry on. I was just going to say, I remember acutely when I tore my calf muscle on my birthday years ago playing hockey and how deep, sort of dark purple red it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know the pain he's been in.
Yeah, although for me, I didn't have any pain until I tried
it's walking. Funny because I asked him, is he...
until I put weight what? On it. At the time, I just, you know, I was like, oh, well, my leg looks a bit fat. And then I went to stand up and just completely collapsed. It's like, oh, yes, I can't do that.
Well, anyway, this similar thing happened to him just before Christmas, about 3 weeks before Christmas. And that time he didn't go to the hospital. And yeah, but he did this time. And of course, he was told, you should have went to the hospital the first time. But anyway, according to the doctor, and I quote the doctor, you did a number on yourself. And yeah, so he's just, well, he's trying to rest up, but he's dying to get back to work again because he's not getting much rest at home with babbies and stuff, you know. So hopefully he'll be back at work next week and we shall watch this space. Now, he wants me to mention that he wants to be called King of Kong from now on, Noel does. He beat it. Game Boy Advance game on Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country. So that's Game Boy Advance. That's not the Donkey Kong Land on the Game Boy, which is the one I have.
No.
Donkey Kong Country would have been the old Super Nintendo game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he beat that.
Well,
so well done, Noel.
I'm sure I've got that installed on the Super Nintendo Mini, so maybe he can be referred to as King of Kong until I go out of my way to play it and complete it, and then we'll
exactly
have to go, no, you can't be called that because it's confusing.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Other than that, yeah, everything's rosy in the garden, I think.
You got roses in your garden. Like.
Yeah, I haven't got a garden, but if I had a garden, there'd be roses in it.
Ah, yes.
Anyway.
For some people might not know that Colin rents a garden to hang his washing out.
Yeah, only in the summertime. 6 months of the year. Some people go away for 6 months. We rent a garden now for 6 months. So yeah. And yeah, I think that's it, Justin. I have nothing else to report. What about yourself, Justin?
Well, for myself, I've had a bit of a boring day. Before Christmas, I was due to have a smart meter installed for my gas and electric. And for whatever reason, I wasn't going to be around and I had to cancel the appointment. So they pushed it back and it was today. So they gave me an appointment that said between 1 and 5. And I was like, well, that's a nice vague window. Well, it turns out they weren't. It wasn't so much a window as how long the appointment was going to take. Because I told them at work, oh, at some point my power's going to get switched off. And they went, yeah, it's fine. Just, you know, just when you're back online, come back to work kind of thing. Well, at 5 o'clock they left. So that was when I was like, yeah, I've finished for the day. I'm not logging back on. Although I will have to log on in a bit to do some of the work that I needed to do for tomorrow. It was annoying, but at least I was able to save everything before they turned the power off. So, yes.
What time did it come at? What time did it arrive at?
2:15.
So from 2:15 to 5 o'clock, you had no power then, did you?
I had no power probably. Well, Ruth and her daughter had got here, so that was after school. So the power probably came back on about 3:45.
Oh, okay.
And then they started working on the gas. So we had fun, you know, had to keep the cat in other rooms and things like that. And yeah, I now have a smart meter that currently is just sat there going, waiting for data, and it hasn't synced properly.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a while.
Yeah, because I was just about to ask, didn't you have a smart meter, but that was in the other house.
That was in the other house, and after a while it stopped working anyway, but it's irrelevant, really. Not there anymore. So other than that, Ruth's house, she's been working very hard at trying to clear it and bring everything over here. We've done lugging over. We decided to bring her fridge over here and chucked my fridge out the front, ready to one day take it to the tip or have it collected or something. The freezer went where the tumble dryer was. We chucked the tumble dryer out the front and, you know, the scrap metal enthusiast drove past and knocked on the door and said, yeah, can we have that? Thanks very much. It's like, saves me getting it taken away. And we brought the washing machine over, tried to plumb the washing machine in. So Ruth climbed over the back of the washing machine to where the pipes were, got it all fitted, turned it on. Luckily, the washing machine came on, but it didn't start filling with water. So we started having a bit of a panic. And Ruth started going, I really hope we haven't broken the washing machine as we brought it over. Because obviously we'd be looking at a couple of £100 for that.
Yeah.
And I said, no, well, let's think about it. The tap there that feeds the washing machine hasn't been turned on since I moved in, at least. So I reckon it's 2 years it's not been turned on. There's a good chance that tap's seized. And it runs off the same pipe that feeds the tap for the back garden, which we know does work. So it's definitely being supplied with water. So I said, right, undo the pipes, turn the tap, see what happens. And basically, yeah, nothing happened. I said, right, okay, so we know the problem's not the washing machine at the moment. As far as we can tell, the problem is the pipe. So we got a plumber out 2 days later. He came round, climbed down there, rather than replace the tap, he just fitted a second tap onto the existing pipe, which works. We've now got washing machine working, so we're all good.
Okay.
And, so Ruth's buyer, you will remember that a while back she said she wanted a radon test and that, you know, we had all this delay and everything.
Yeah. Well,
Ruth eventually said, right, I want the agreement to be sold before Christmas. We appreciate it's not gonna complete before Christmas now, but we want a verbal agreement that's gonna happen. And that's it, kind of thing. And then this week, Ruth's like, oh, I wonder what's going on. Logs onto the little portal they give you when you're selling a house, and it says that they're going around for another appointment. So she got in touch with the estate agent and said, why is there another appointment happening? It should all be done and dusted. And she got told that apparently the woman was going around to look at the garden to get some quotes done. It's like, well, can't you just wait until you've bought the house?
yes, it's not your house, so what are you going around to somebody else's garden to get the quotes done with?
And the estate agents, yeah, so the estate agents just kind of going, oh, it's not uncommon, this sort of thing happens all the time. And every time we were getting this comment back, Ruth and I are just sort of looking at each other and friend style going, it doesn't happen all the time, it is not that common.
That's bullshit, yeah, yeah.
And
exactly.
Yeah, but end of the day, today, Ruth has been told it should complete on Monday. So,
this Monday.
Monday coming, the 15th, Ruth should have sold her house.
A glorious day.
It will be, because we...
It will be.
In Christmas week, we wrote to the council. I went online here to say, like, to for my council tax, to say I'm no longer eligible for the 25% discount. I now have Ruth and her daughter living here.
Yeah.
So I signed up on that. Ruth went onto the council to say, I've moved out and now I live with Justin. And, you know, we thought nothing of it. And then it gets to New Year and I wake up to a text alert from my bank saying, you've had a refund from the council of £200. And I went, why am I getting money back? My money, I should be getting charged more. So we kind of thought, that's a bit odd. Let's not worry about it yet. Next day, letters come. There's a bunch of letters through the door from Ruth, two of which referring to her old house, two of which referring to this one. And it's got a charge of like £460 on it for this house. And she was going, why am I being charged? And why did you get your money back? Because I've moved in with you. I haven't taken the house off you. And it was late in the day. Not really much we could do. So the next day, I phoned the council. And I explained, like I said, look, it's a strange situation. But I'm confused as to why I've had a refund and why the letter's come to my partner. And they said, right, well, the reason it's addressed to your partner and not you and your partner is because you signed up for e-billing and she hasn't. So that's why only her name is on the paper copy. It's like, okay. Why have you given me a refund? And they went, oh, because we've closed your single person account and we've now opened a new account for the joint family. It's like, okay, but why is she being charged? The money should be coming out of my bank.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, yeah, we'll get that sorted and you can pay us, you know, direct, whatever, for the rest of the year. So we finally got that sorted, but Ruth still got a £400 bill for the house that she doesn't live in. So, of course, next week she's able to email the council again and go, right, can I have a refund on all that because I don't have that house now.
Yeah.
So that's been fun. Yeah.
Incompetent.
Well, it's not incompetent. Strictly speaking, she is still the homeowner, so that's why she's getting...
I know what you mean, yeah.
And they can't...
I mean, at the end of the day, because all these things are automated now, so...
Yeah. So, it is what it is, but hopefully it won't be that way for much longer, and we'll be able to start 2024 fully together in the house, and... We've got a big wall planner. We're planning to have some time away from Ipswich. We're in the process, and this may be significant to you, Colin. We're in the process of checking all of our passports are current and up to date.
That's good.
You know, because you need passports if you're going to leave the country and go abroad little bit.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Yeah, so
especially if it's in the EU, you have to go to.
well, it is in the EU where we might be going. Yeah.
Well, I shall look forward to that. Now I won't be here in February for a weekend, just in case. I'll go to Arsenal and Liverpool match.
It might be it'll be half term week, so that'll be toward the end of February. So you'll need to let us know when it is. Because otherwise, we'll be paying money to come see you and you won't be there. And that'll be just annoying.
Silly. Yes, it would be.
Yeah. You'll get home and Sandra will be like, well, that Justin, he's nice, isn't he? He turns up and he he says, is Colin here? And I said, no. He went, oh. But we bought all this duty free for him. I said, thanks very much. I love that.
fantastic. But, yeah, I shall look forward to that, Justin.
If we get something booked, we will let you, you know, give me an order for bringing it over on the plane. So that's a thing that we're planning to do. What else has been going on? We're owners of an air fryer. We've joined the air fryer.
Ooh. Welcome to the 21st century. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on this air fryer.
Well, I haven't touched it yet, but
okay.
Every other meal suggestion, Ruth's going, oh, I can do that in the air fryer. I can do chips in the air fryer. I can do chicken nuggets in the air fryer. I can do sausages in the air fryer. And I've caught her on occasion just stood there staring in the little window to watch them cook. Because it's got a little, you know, window to watch the stuff cook.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, she's converted. She definitely wants one. But we bought a 7-litre one, you know, because there's three of us. And
ooh,
for fear of having to clean it too much, Ruth said, right, I'm going to get a little silicon tray to go inside it that you can just remove and wash.
Yeah.
Well, when it turned up, it was like having a little single propeller engine plane on a Stansted Airport runway, because she had bought a 4-litre silicon tray for our 7-litre oven. It was this tiny little thing. So she's still using it, bless her, but...
All right, okay.
we can definitely see the funny side of that.
Oh, classic. So, Ruth has taken over the duties of the air fryer. She is the air fryer. I noticed that rashers aren't very... Sausages shrivel up a little and rashers sort of shrivel up as well in the air fryer. So,
Well, we have the George Foreman for the bacon.
Oh,
Rashers,
yeah, sorry.
And I know Ruth sent you a message not too long ago to tell you that we found a new little cafe that does a good English breakfast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we've been there a few times now.
I'm just curious, you know, if I ever do pop over there again, obviously I'm not going to be able to take the double bed anymore.
What's the sleeping arrangements? The sofa does pull out to a bed convertible, but
oh, cool.
We tested it, like whether it was actually going to be usable, because the sofa bed was picked up by Ruth when I moved in as a charity shop pickup.
All right.
So that we had something, and it was like £60, and we one day went, oh well, let's pull the bed out and see how it works, and you can feel all the wooden struts through what's left of the seats. So if we ever have anyone over and offer them that room, we will be putting an inflatable mattress on top of it. So
cool.
That's an option.
Excellent. I'm hoping I can go back over sometime in 2024 at some stage.
Welcome anytime.
Thanks. Okay. Yeah. So is the kitchen now where the dryer, the broken dryer was, there's a washing machine there?
The washing machine's in the gap that was, well, basically where the cat litter tray was. So we previously had a vacuum cleaner and a load of bags and whatnot down there. The washing machine's actually in the place where it should be. And what was the tumble dryer is now the old freezer. So we've effectively got two freezers in the house.
Nice.
So when we finished emptying and eating everything out of the old freezer, then we can chuck it on like Gumtree or Vinted and sell it for a fiver or whatever.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So, yeah.
Good.
The only other thing that's happened that's surprising at the moment was you will remember I hosted a Blood Bowl tournament last year.
Yes.
So I finally got around to posting up saying, hey, I'm going to run one this year at the end of October. I put the event page up on Friday, and then I logged off and didn't go on my PC all weekend because we were doing stuff. And putting stuff in the attic and whatnot, taking down all the, putting all the, away all the Christmas decorations. Anyway, I logged on Monday morning, and I've already got 20 people signed up for the event in October.
That's great, Justin.
So considering I had 26, 28, I had 26 total last year, 10 months out, and I've like nearly matched that already.
That's brilliant.
And it turns out when I posted up, I didn't even put the date on there. I put it on Facebook because that's
where
a lot of people were seeing it. But I put it on the page where everyone goes to find out about tournaments. And on that page, I'd forgotten to put the date. And because a lot of the people were local to here, they were all signing up. So one of the admins posted up going, I'm surprised to see all these people are happy to attend a date, an event. They don't know when it's being hosted. And one person replied saying, we went last year. It was that good.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's nice. Nice to be appreciated.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to running it again.
So tell us about your trip to Birmingham, Justin.
My trip to Birmingham. So on Wednesday this week, it was the last day of school holidays before Ruth's daughter went back. Ruth has Wednesdays off as a general rule. And my company was going to be doing their stock take. So we got an email sent around saying, you won't be able to dial in remote and access the system. I went, oh, well, there's no point in me being at work then. I'll take the day off. So I booked the day, and then my manager phones me up. She's like, you don't have to take the day off. There's plenty that we could have you doing. I said, well, I'm not going to come to Swindon and count bits of, you know, count trays of parts. And she went, no, you could be the person that enters all the sheets onto the system. I went, no, you're all right. I'd rather have a day off and have a family day out. So My friends in Birmingham, it was one of them. One of them turned 40 on Thursday. And so knowing that it was the day before that we were all off, I'd sent a message saying, hey, look, we're off. We were looking at having a day out. Can we come up and take you out to lunch? And so we went out and we went to Pizza Hut. And it was very good.
They were your friends that I met at the party,
yes,
were they?
Yes, nearly.
Yeah, they're lovely.
And, yeah, so Joe was turning 40, and we had a good lunch. But we kind of ate so much at the all-you-can-eat buffet lunch that we didn't have dinner when we got home, because we were still rather full. And we certainly ate our fill.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
So that's pretty much all that's been going on. So let's catch up on some things we've been watching. Mr. Colley, you've got quite a list in here, so please tell me, what have you been watching?
Yeah, I do, don't I, Justin? Well, it's been 3 weeks or four, nearly
well,
four now.
Well, it's probably five since,
three,
we did,
anyway.
Since we talked about what we're watching.
Yeah, that's true. So I did, I got stuck into a good lot of things now over the Christmas, I have to say. The Rings of Power season one, I finished that. I'm just a bit disappointed I have to wait for God only knows how long the next season will be. And I got stuck into finished season one of Rebels, which I'm loving. I think I'm on episode 5 of season 2 now.
Yeah,
so
season 2 yeah. will pick up because Ezra stops being such a little kid.
Yeah.
Once he gets his hair cut. Like them. Yeah, gets it, shaves
yeah,
his head. It's like, oh, okay, we're doing this properly.
He hasn't got his haircut. Thanks for spoiling that, Justin. Anyway,
well, it's on the main picture for the promotional artwork.
Okay, well then I decided. What the hell? I know Ryan told me Indiana Jones was a lot of crap, and you didn't say it was a lot of crap. So I went. I have Disney Plus, so I said. I'll sit down and watch this. And you know what, Justin? It's not a load of crap. It's quite enjoyable. It does drag on a little, but at the same time, I quite enjoyed it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that. I thought
it was better than the Doom of Destiny.
The Dial of Destiny. The last one. You mean the Crystal Skull.
Yeah. So, yeah. Then I decided I've got this addiction now to Living Planet. So I have Living Planet 1 and 2 on Blu-ray now. Picked it up for £3 in CEX. And when Sandra goes over to her friends, which she will be doing tonight, I watch an episode. So Living Planet 3 was on BBC Two, I think. So I set that to record. And I watched that.
So I'm not aware of the Living Planet ones. I've got Blue Planet 1. I've got Frozen Planet. I've got the Earth.
I think it's Living Planet. I could be wrong now, Justin.
I've got quite a few of them because they're, you know, if you can set up your HD TV, they look amazing, and it's always nice to just, you know, see nature and the world that's not affected by humans.
Yeah. Well, in this one, they talk about they're basically cutting down trees in the Amazon to make way for farming.
Right.
To feed the rest of us. Which they're, you know, it's taken up hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres just so they can feed the privileged. That would be us, by the way.
I mean, not just us.
No, well, of course not.
Don't get me wrong, I like a meal or two, but I don't need a whole rainforest cut down for it.
No, so I really enjoyed it, I have to say. I just stare at the screen in awe when I'm looking at it, and Sandra goes, "Oh, you really like this, don't you?" And I go, "Yeah." Anyway, so to get back to Sandra then, we watched The Crown. It's The Crown. I've unsubscribed now from my Netflix. Poor old Rachel was a bit disappointed that the sharing, the password sharing is now being cut off and she can't watch her Netflix.
Oh dear.
Because she sent me the email. "You're not in the same house as this one, so you can't look at it." But anyway, she's got her own dodgy box. So then I said, you know what? I'm sick of Justin talking about Loki. I'll watch this Loki thing and see what's going on. Yeah. I watched two episodes, right?
Yeah.
So, I get it.
Okay.
You know, two different timelines and all that stuff. And he's to go back and look for himself and all that stuff. It seems interesting. It seems like something I could really get into. But then at the same time, it also seems like something that would confuse the hell out of me.
I was waiting
for
that.
But I'm not sure.
It seems like it's good, but I haven't got a clue what's going on. That's basically what you're saying.
Well, I sort of grasp what's happening in the first two episodes. I get it. He's, you know, different timelines and all that. He has to go back and hunt for himself, go look for himself in the previous timeline. I get that. But then I'm saying, I hate these timelines. Why do they do this stuff to these things? Why can't they just keep it in one timeline? But anyway, hopefully I'll get back to it. So then, this is my surprise one of the list, really. The Hunger Games. I watched The Hunger Games last night.
Which one?
The first one.
The Hunger Games, okay.
Yeah. So I was expecting this to be a bit like, you know, that teenage vampire freaking monarchy thing that was a few years back. Twilight, whatever you call it. But no, it's not. Now, maybe I read it wrong, but there's a lot of depth to this movie. Like, obviously, there's the privileged, and then there's the underprivileged, and they have to sacrifice one boy and one girl from each sector or each zone. And they have to come and, you know, last person standing basically wins the game. So I enjoyed it immensely. Now, I'm going to watch the second one at some stage.
The second one, in my opinion, is better.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, then I'm looking forward to that already.
Yeah.
I shall enjoy that. Then I watched this absolute... Oh, there's some horrible people in the world, Justin. Bitcoin. Now, this is about a scam con artist. He looks like an Italian mafia head who looks like he's had a, you know, a record of scamming over the years. But in 2017, he got into this Bitcoin scam thing and... They were frauds, basically. But anyway, to cut a long story short,
his mate goes down
for 8 years.
Yeah.
Another fella goes down for 1 year and he gets off scot-free, all because he squelched on him. And I was looking at him with a fist up to this TV screen and going, you scumbag. But anyway, he's now a loan shark for anybody that needs a loan at 50% interest rate.
Wow.
This fella did nothing but spend the money and just live her up, like, with his lifestyle or whatever. He's an absolute wanker. But anyway, then we watched, myself and Sandra watched Good Grief, which is your man off Schitt's Creek, The Son. He directed this movie and he also stars in it. There's a couple of good stars in it.
Someone Levy.
Yeah, Daniel... I think it is, isn't it?
Davis. Anyway, the son.
Hmm. So, it's not funny in Schitt's Creek funny way, but it is sort of enduring. It was enduring too, but I enjoyed the film. But yeah, it's not bad. I won't spoil it for anybody because I don't want to. Then I watched the classic Field of Dreams.
If you build it, they will come.
They will. I still think that's... I'm getting to this age now. You know, I'm getting to an age now where Rachel said to me, well, you're not trying TikTok and watch my uploads and, you know, like them and all that stuff. And I went, okay, I'll join TikTok. I was on TikTok for about 3 minutes and I went, oh my God, my head is getting scrambled. I can't handle this. And... delete it. There's too much going on.
Yeah.
It's way too much.
I think TikTok needs... Well, you can see why America's trying to ban it.
Huh. Yeah. So now I watched a film called The Lodge, which is on Netflix. So basically, if you're a father of two young kids, well, in teenagers and slightly younger,
mm-hmm.
and your wife... tops herself over you getting married to this other girl, who the other girl happens to be an ex-cult member who was the only one found alive while everybody else was dead in the cult. And you leave them, your two kids with her, in a snowy part of America in a cabin. And yeah. You could just imagine what's going to happen. Anyway, it took a while to get going, but it wasn't great. I mean, it was okay. I wouldn't recommend it, really. It's a bit drab and dreary, but that's probably in the name itself. Anyway, so then I watched this other movie called The Mill. I've never watched a movie to give me so much anxiety and stress in my life as I've watched this movie. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe I was tired when I was watching it. But anyway, this dude, he ends up in this mill, basically. And in the room is just a old stone mill that he has to pull around for so many times a day. And it's just weird, but it's it's really weird, but it was freaky at the same time. I would recommend this now. But, you know, it's lucky I don't write reviews for films, because people would go, what the fuck is he talking about? I'll have to go and watch that. And then the last movie, yay, the last movie is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
Good old Robin Williams. Yeah. Classic. But anyway, there you go, Justin. What have you been watching?
Well, Colin, not actually a lot, really, because I've been playing in a healthy amounts of time in video games.
Specifically, Power Wash Simulator. Would that be correct, Justin?
I've not been staying up late playing Power Wash Simulator, to be fair.
Well, of course not. I wouldn't imagine you would.
No, I've been going... If I'm playing Power Wash Simulator, I've been playing it with Ruth and...
So what you're saying is Ruth has been staying up late.
No, Ruth hasn't been staying up late. If she stays up late playing Power Wash Simulator, it's because I'm going, we'll just finish this bit before we go to bed. But no, something else actually, which will be discussed in a couple of weeks. So, followers of me on that there Twittery thing, X, whatever you want to call it, they will have seen, because it was the first game I completed of this year. But no, things have been watching... Things I've been watching, most recently, the Taskmaster New Year Treat.
Hmm.
So, with the New Year episodes, they ditch the comedians and they pull in celebrities from other walks of life. This one has Deborah Meaden off of Dragon's Den on it, it has Zoe Ball on it, and then it has, basically a bunch of people that we didn't know anything about. So, yeah. Still the same random tasks and people, you know, being recorded, saying things and doing things that they didn't think they would do. At the cinema, the most recent thing we have watched is Wonka.
I've been hearing good things about this.
This being the prequel to the Gene Wilder Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory thing. And... you can tell it's the prequel to that one and not Johnny Depp. Firstly, because it's not really dark. But secondly, because they're constantly playing music in the background that you'll go, oh, they're playing the Oompa Loompa music. They're playing the, you know, Pure Imagination song and things. And yeah, sure enough, they do fit into the film. And... it's really enjoyable. They've got a lot of British cast in there. Wonka, of course, is being played by Timothy Chalamet. Him off of that there Dune movie and probably other things.
Yeah.
And he plays the role well. He, assuming that it's actually him singing, he can sing well. But I think you've got to give credit to Hugh Grant for being the Oompa Loompa.
Oh, okay. Does he sing as well?
Yes, but it's more his dancing than anything else.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Oompa Loompa songs, they're not, you know, pure harmonious songs so much as just...
Right.
Do, 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 do. I'm not gonna do it. I don't want to be... accused of copyright or anything like that. Not that we actually charge you for this podcast. So tune in next week when you don't have to pay for next week's either. But yes, we really enjoyed it. And as she does, Ruth shed a tear. Or two. Because she gets emotional.
Yeah, I heard it's great. I heard it's very good.
It's very good, yeah. And her daughter was getting excited by seeing several people from Horrible Histories were in it. So we were pointing out, and while we're in the cinema, someone went, "It's Mr. Bean," because Rowan Atkinson is in it as well.
Aww.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Then, previous to that, I have been to the cinema to see something that I am ashamed to say. In the last 20 years, I had not seen this, but it came to the cinema for a 20th anniversary, and I said to Ruth, I've never seen it. I'm going to go and watch it. and I disappeared off, popped off down to the cinema to go and watch Saving Private Ryan.
Nice.
And all I knew was the beach assault is very graphic and, you know, don't be too concerned if you see a few body parts flying around and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think by now I've seen enough war films to not be immune to that and unaffected, because I'm sure if war happens, if war breaks out, then I would be just as shell-shocked as anyone else. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's just like you just kind of go, it's a film, but I'm in it. I'm immersed. And I can see why it won the awards. You know?
Yeah.
Tragic film. And the whole point of why they are saving Private Ryan, because some people who have not seen the film will ask that. It's like, what's the point of saving Private Ryan? Why are they saving him? It's because there were four Ryan brothers, and they all were in the military in World War II. Three of them get killed in various assaults over the same like weekend or something like that. And so the PR people for the US Army decide, well, we're going to find the fourth one and bring him home, because this, the mother of these four boys or four men,
yeah,
is going to get, you know, multiple letters saying, we're sorry for the loss of your son, we're sorry for the loss of your son.
Yeah.
And so if we can save a losing the last one, then we will. And
yeah,
that's the point of why they're sent to find him and save him. It's not because he's been left behind or anything like that. And, you know, he doesn't actually want to go. He wants to stay and fight with his friends, his party, his company, because from his point of view, what have I done to deserve this? Why aren't they being saved? You know. But yes, very good, very good. And I think it's generally been acknowledged for the amount of actors that make cameos in it or have like little parts, and it is good sort of watching people and going, oh, look, it's Nathan Fillion, it's Vin Diesel with hair and things like that. The next thing we watched at home, I sat down one day and I said to the family, I think we should watch Disney's Moana today. So we did. Because we hadn't seen Moana before. Well, Ruth's daughter has, but we hadn't. And we'd heard plenty of the songs. We knew, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays Maui, the demigod, and sings the great song that I will put in the end of this show. But we hadn't seen the film. It was really good. We were all really impressed with it. We thought it was very well done. And then when we met up over Christmas with Ruth's brother and her nephews and whatnot, one of her nephews went, you do know Moana's like 9 foot tall. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She's just a girl. And he's going, no, she's like really tall. And Ruth obviously was willing to bite, so she typed in, how tall is Moana? And how tall do you think Moana is supposed to be?
She's a kid.
She's 7'6", Colin.
What?
She's as tall as Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Wow.
She's taller than Baymax.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous.
Weird.
And so they're going like, she's taller than any basketball player that's ever lived. And I'm like, I don't think that's quite true, because there's definitely like been some 7'7" people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But obviously, like, there's a whole thread on Reddit that says maybe it's supposed to be 5'6" and someone's typed it with 7'6". But
yeah, 7'6", yeah. She's, yeah, as you say, she's as tall as Sully. That's just weird. Why?
Yeah. So wow. So that's a way to just break your head. So it means that their whole like group of people must all be giants. And the last thing that I've been watching was season 2 of Disney's What If, or Marvel's What If, which season 1 was based around different people getting the Infinity Stones and Ultron gaining them, and you know, people from different multiverses being pulled together to become the Avengers of the Multiverse. So this season is really based around Peggy Carter, who has become Captain Carter, and how she's the hero, like, out of time in the wrong place. But it is funny. Like, they have a whole Christmas episode based around Christmas with the Avengers. You know, I would be giving too much away to even begin to tell you what happens, but...
Good.
It's good stuff. I enjoyed. I laughed several times.
Good.
Yes. So let's move on to some Twitter comments. And Ian, Bit Dead 77, says, "Merry Christmas, gentlemen, at Last Save Loaded." Obviously, this was around Christmas time. So I did say, "Thanks, Ian. Give yourselves a break for a few days. We'll be back soon. Have a good time yourself."
Thank you.
Then we had Justin Knowles responding to previous show, saying, "Dan Ragnar at Justin Knowles, I know this is late, but congrats to Onya Six and Multiplat Man and all of the prior hosts for keeping us entertained for so many years." And this obviously in reference to us having Last Save Loaded having existed for over 10 years. Yeah. "To answer the question, I've been a listener from the start with the OG hosts and OG format."
Hmm.
Yeah, it was a...
Thank you, Dan.
Had a completely different feel to it then. But if anyone is ever, you know, really interested in hearing what it sounded like then, they can get in touch with me and I can see what I've done with the hard drive where I have them all recorded somewhere. On to...
Excellent.
Question of the fortnight. So... I didn't have Colin bugging me saying, "Oh, you're going to put a question out this time."
No, you didn't.
So I thought I'd try and put something fairly topical up. And I said, "Colin and Justin are recording on Monday. It's the first recording of 2024. So we'd like to know if you have any resolutions or just plans to watch or play anything specific this year." And Colin, I shall let you take the first one.
Thank you, Justin. Tim Paulin, a.k.a. Captain Bacon, at Tim Paulin. "Happy New Year, LSL. I feel a year of shame coming on." Not for me, you won't. "There's nothing coming out in 2024 that is a must play at launch. Time to catch up on games from the past 2 years that I already have." Well, Tim, I think Justin will be the best person to ask for advice on that. But didn't you do a year of shame, Mark? Previously to this, I think you did on your own year of shame. But yeah, from a man who's trying to get the plat on a 10-year-old game, I'm not going to say much, really, to be honest. More than 10 years, probably, actually. But anyway, yeah. Happy New Year to you, Tim.
For anyone that may have just slightly misheard Colin and is thinking about rewinding just to hear, he said there is nothing that is a must play at launch, not must play at lunch.
Sorry.
Because I have a few Sorry, games well. I like to pop down to that one at lunchtime. I distinctly remember playing Persona 4 Golden over my lunch breaks. Now, well, I have many games I can play. But thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm finding there is definitely many plays, or there's some films coming out later in the year I want to watch. Nothing immediately springs to mind, but the beauty of having the Cineworld card is I can just go to the cinema on a whim. And
yeah.
I'll have the PS Plus again for another year, so we'll we'll have access to some games. And I'm just grateful for the fact that I get to play games every now and then with Colm and obviously at home with Ruth. So, Dave at Yellowbug1969, he says, "The only specific game that I plan on playing this year will be College Bowl, provided it releases on console. It's the next game from the guy who did Legend Bowl, and is based on college football rather than the NFL. After that, it's whatever catches my eye at the time." Anyone that follows Dave on Twittery, X-y thing, will know that he is a fan of these games, and it's probably no surprise he is looking forward to it.
Hmm. He loves his farming sims as well. Darren Ryan, I hope you feel better soon, Dave. Is the old touch of the old COVID thing. Darren Ragnar at Justin_Knowles. "No resolutions. Happy to continue as I am. May pick up a low-end gaming PC to play some games that aren't on console, but that's just a general thought and not anything solid." Well, that's where they all start, Justin. As a thought.
I mean, Colm's probably there going, "Steam Deck."
I have not got a Steam Deck OLED.
And you're not going to get one. You've learned from that, because you're not a fan of the OLED stuff.
No.
Too bright.
Hmm.
Paul W. at just_wondering_ says, "It's a tough one. Every year I think about buying no more games to catch up on my backlog. With too many good games in my collection to play, but too many good games being released every year. It is a real dilemma, a real mental struggle. Do you guys feel a real benefit after you both did the Year of Shame challenge?" Now, I replied directly from the Last Save Loaded account and said, "I personally felt that it did me good to play a game and move it on afterwards. No more going back to a game I've, quote marks, finished." You know, like, how many times have I played Mario World? How many times have I played the original Sonic?
Mm.
A few. You know, how many times have I played Final Fight?
Yeah. A few.
A few. What about you, Colm? Did you feel the benefit of doing a year or two of shame? See what I did there?
I got it, Nah. I suppose, I mean, it did stop me from buying games on a weekly basis. But, not really, no. No. Sorry.
The important thing is not that you play every game you buy. The important thing is you enjoy the games you're playing. And as the years have gone on, I've played far fewer games than I ever used to. I'm much better now at going, "I don't enjoy this. I'd rather play something I do like."
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'd be the same too, because I'm playing Pokemon. 2023 was the year I discovered Pokemon.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Collie. Have you got anything else you would like to discuss before we start heading towards the wrap-up?
What are your thoughts on the Switch 2?
It doesn't exist, the same as the PS5
Pro.
Yeah, you know, because the PS5 Slim came out, so people are going, "Oh yeah, well, 2024 will be the year of the PS4 Pro, or PS5 Pro," which I can't see happening.
No.
That's my view. It doesn't exist, therefore, there's no comment on it.
No, exactly. Good.
What is your view on it, Colm?
I don't really give a shit anymore. I've stopped chasing the dragon now.
Well, good.
I just have to get back on. I've just got to get back onto my Sonic the Hedgehog that you so generously purchased me. I need to. I finished the first level. There's several different Sonic games in that batch you got.
Yes. Yes, it's because it's the original ones, yes.
Yeah, cool. And they still make my eyes bleed.
Well, just because you can go fast doesn't mean you have to.
That's true, Justin. I take that on board every time I drive the car.
Right then. Well, let's ask you for some podcast mentions and then we'll wrap up. So
bugger off. Yeah. So Game Burst, 60 Minutes Wit, Here's Out, Lapse Gamer Radio and Pure Dead Gaming.
And where can people find you? Because you're having a bit of a break from streaming at the moment.
Yeah, can't be arsed. Oh, yeah. You can find me on X at MultiPlatman and you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Psalm67. Which I haven't streamed in over a month, or maybe it's a month or thereabouts, but I got an extra 2 followers. I don't know. Maybe they're bots. I don't know.
I got an email from Twitch going, you need to update your tax return stuff. And I'll tell you what, it took me a while to work out. It kept going, you haven't completed the tax return form correctly. Well, I'm giving it all the information, aren't I? No, that's because on one form you put your name as Justin Smith and on the other form you put your name with a middle name, so they don't match. Okay, well, I don't put my middle name on the other one. Well, no, because now it doesn't match for a different reason. Oh, I got so annoyed.
Oh, classic.
It's not like I've streamed in months. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, if you'd like to comment on anything we've said today, send us in a
yes, comment please.
For your question of the fortnight, which you may have missed, then you can email lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. You can tweet at lastsaveloaded. You can follow me at Onya6. And obviously, as he said there, at MultiPlatman for Mr. Collie.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks. And
we will.
Colm says he's already got his questions for me. So,
yeah,
I'm curious as to what questions they are.
Sure.
Tune in a couple of weeks and find out, like me.
And hopefully I'll be better tuned in the next time and read the bloody answers properly.
Oh, classic. Right, all that remains to be said is it's goodbye for me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much and goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello there, sexy.
Happy this year.
Happy this year to you, Justin. How is life?
Life's wonderful. Things are close to being sorted.
Get in the bag. Yes, baby. When you say sorted, you're referring to your hair transplant or your liposuction?
Well,
I'm just curious.
I'm unlike you, I'm not in need of a hair transplant.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start the year off cleanly as opposed to scruffy. Okay. How is it going?
No, it's good. Yeah, she's nearly got the house sorted.
When you went around to take out the cooker, did you put the cooker in your house then, or is it just in the dump?
Neither.
Or you just left it outside the door?
Yeah.
So, of the old house.
we'll come back to that in a minute.
All right. Okay. Well, I suppose you're in control. I'll have my questions for you next week, Justin, so that should be fun.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Right then. Yeah. Well, or the week after, not next week, but yes.
Yeah, you get it, Justin, yeah. Okay.
Next
yeah.
show. Okay.
Next show. Specifically?
Now, I replied directly from the Last Save Loaded account and said, I personally felt that it did me good to pay a game. Oh, how embarrassing. To play a game and move it on afterwards.
So you find me on Twitch at MultiplatMan. And you can find me on twitch.tv/solemn67.
Yeah, do you want to try that again by saying you can find me on X at MultiplatMan? Because you said you can find me on Twitch, and then you said, and you can find me on Twitch.
Okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod. What can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary dilly guy. Hey, what has two thumbs and hold up the sky? When you were waddling yay high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? Look at him, yo. So I lasso the sun. Welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also I harness the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say except you're welcome? For the islands I pull from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome. I guess it's just my way of being me. Honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that, me, Maui, just take it back.